You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Everybody, and good morning to Mel McMahon from IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel!
Hey, Terry, I miss you. How are you?
I miss you. I'm good. I'm fine. I wish we were at the track, and I keep thinking it's May.
I keep
writing May down
I'm so confused. You know, and for our listeners, I even texted you this week, Carrie, and I'm like, do we even have a show this weekend? And it's like, wait, it's not race weekend yet. Like,
no.
I have no concept of time.
Me either. And I don't think anybody else does either. I really don't. It's confusing. The summer has flown by. So.
You know what's interesting, that Carrie, is kind of when I put this year in perspective, you know, I think of my mom, who passed away a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And there were times where, you know, she would be in the hospital unconscious, you know, for weeks at a time, right? And when she'd get home, she's like, hey, what are we doing for Easter? And it's like, oh, we already had Easter. Or, Mom, you missed St. Patrick's Day. Or, you know, like these different traditional milestones and rituals that let us know what the time is.
Right.
And I feel like we're kind of in that same warp right now because everything has been so different.
Yeah. I mean, this is State Fair Week, and there are still things happening out there for the 4-H kids, but that's one of those mile markers for me, too. You know, it's now we're fall, because now we're getting close to fall. Kids are back in school, State Fair. It's just lost complete track of time. I think you ought to do it like a little documentary with all your Indiana Originals when we kind of settled back into some sort of normalcy, and just have them talk about what it was like for them and during the pandemic as small business owners. I think that would be interesting. And then we could enter it into the Indie Film Festival.
That is a great idea. I'm writing that down so I don't forget. No, that really is a good idea, because so many things have been, you know, different, and we've had, you know, different rules for different businesses, and everybody's been in a different spot coming out of it, and they were in different spots going into it. And we're going to find out how Tom Dowers from Resurrection Furniture and Upholstery did during all of this. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mel.
It's so good to speak with you. For those listeners that don't know what you do, tell us about Resurrection Furniture and Upholstery.
Well, we're a small business in Claremont. We do residential and like restaurant upholstery. We don't do autos anymore. I did one car seat. It was my last one. But other than that, we do all kind of furniture. We do custom headboards, cornice boards. We build stuff like that.
And has the pandemic affected your business, Tom?
Actually, my business has blown up during the pandemic.
Wow.
Really?
When they shut everything down, the first day I took, it was on a Friday, I took that day off. And on Monday, I knew I still had work in my shop. So because I work a lot by myself, I just come into my shop and I had people calling me. And because everybody was sitting at home looking at their furniture thinking, hey, I really need to get this done, I got calls and calls. I have furniture standing on end right now because I don't have enough room in my shop to set it down to work on it.
Oh, that's good news.
It is.
We love
I've
to
been
hear a success
really blessed
story.
Through this.
Yeah, good for you. And that is also a testament to your craft and to your skill. You know, you obviously are very talented in what you're doing, or you wouldn't have that kind of business coming to you.
Yeah, well, I've been doing it about 27 years now. And I really, it's my hobby. I'm just blessed enough to get paid to do it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that song. How did you get started?
Well, my dad owned a shop over in Clinton, Indiana, years and years ago. And it was just something I was interested in. So one thing led to another, and I started working a little bit in a shop. And then I wound up down on the south side working for Ryan Upholstery. And I worked for him for 10 years before starting out on my own.
Well, I see that you're hiring all the time. Is it a challenge finding people with that kind of trade and skill these days?
It's nearly impossible. The people that do work for me, I've actually had to train most of them. There are very few people that know how to do this that aren't doing it on their own right now.
Wow. So it's what you do is rare and really such a gift that you do have to be able to do it. So do you just, is it just you alone unless you get a guy in or a guy or two, or how many are employed by you, Tom?
Well, right now I have one full-time person and two part-time people. My full-time person, she works 40 hours a week, and then my part-time people, they work whenever they get a chance.
Okay. That's nice. Mel?
That's great that you've been able to create jobs with that, too. And what's been one of the most difficult pieces that you've made? Because I've seen some funky furniture in that shop, Tom.
Yeah. Well, probably one of the chairs I just finished not long ago, it was a completely brand new chair that had Mongolian or Tiberian lambskin seat and pillow.
Oh, my.
And
wow.
It's got a 4-inch hair on it. Then the rest of the chair was a diamond tufted velvet.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Wow.
So you work with
all. I'm trying to even picture that.
Yeah. You know. So you work with all kinds of textiles. Who really taught you to do that type of thing with all those different types of fabrics and leathers and everything that you're working with?
It's just things I picked up along the way.
Yeah.
Basically, just started doing it, and you learn from experience what to do and what not to do. I've taken a lot of fabric back off that I put on because I didn't do it quite right. And you learn from experience real fast doing that.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Well, and Tom, what's the difference between someone bringing a piece of furniture to you and doing kind of a DIY, I have a staple gun and a piece of fabric here? What's the real difference there?
Well, a lot of it has to do with getting everything in the correct order. Most everything is done in sequence. And if you don't do it in the proper sequence, things just don't work out right. Hmm. And it takes a while to learn that. But once you figured out the sequence on doing things, it does work out a lot easier. I had one customer bring in some diners and wanted to know what I charged for them. I told her $25 a piece. She said, oh, I can do them at home cheaper than that. It's okay. So 2 days later, she brought them back and said, are they still $25 a piece? I said, no, they're $30 today. she tried one and found out, no, it's worth paying $25 a piece to have them done.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. It's Tom Dowers. He is the owner of Resurrection Furniture and Upholstery in Claremont. And Tom, you know, been having this conversation with a few friends and coworkers, and we've been talking about, you know, the stuff that we inherit, the furniture and just whatever we may inherit, and we need to keep it because if we want to keep things in the family. You know, can you help us with that type of stuff that needs that resurrection, so to speak, when it comes to maybe some antiques?
Oh, absolutely. I work with a couple of different companies that does the wood refinishing, and we strip down furniture. They refinish the wood and stuff on it. I've actually taken a couple of pieces that have been done DIY a few times.
Yeah.
And completely changed the style of the chair and then turned around and done it the way that it was originally supposed to have been done. Hmm. And it's brought people to tears seeing a piece of furniture that they remember as a kid that grandma had.
Yeah.
That's now grandma's chair again.
That's awesome.
Oh, Tom, that's beautiful. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
You can message or call me at 317-513-6948. I'm also on Yelp under Resurrection Furniture and Upholstery and through Indiana Originals.
There you go. IndianaOriginals.com is where you'll find more information about Tom Dowers with Resurrection Furniture and Upholstery in Claremont and our friend Mel McMahon. Mel, you know what? We'll be gone next week, but we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Can't wait. Hopefully I'll see you in person soon, Terry.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Today's Top Stories. Thanks, Mel. Thank you, Tom. Still to come on the first day, Indie Film Fest is in progress. How you can watch films from the comfort of your home right now. And meet how it can help fight flus and viruses when we return to the first day after today's Top Stories. You're listening to 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. I'm going back to Indiana. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.